This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Before we go off to start our day, inshallah, in the first rak'ah was from the chapter of Shura. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the characteristics of those that are praiseworthy. And he mentioned certain attributes. And I want to concentrate on one particular attribute, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. He's talking about those individuals that if they were oppressed, what do they do and how do they act? But he gives two particular scenarios and, dare I say, choices, and one is more preferable than the other. But the one that is preferred is much harder to attain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. And those that if they were affected by some type of transgression, then they yantasir, intisar, they seek help against that transgression. فَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a general qa'idah, a general rule. So the reward for any type of evil is to reward with that evil that was done to you. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the one that was to pardon and to rectify their situation or reconcile, then their reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not like the transgressors. وَلَمَنْ تَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. And the one that seeks intisar or help against that transgressor, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. So those individuals, there is no punishment. The sabil here is the sabil of punishment. There is no punishment upon them. إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسَ وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Verily the sabil, the punishment, is for the ones that transgress on the earth, بغير الحق, without any right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And this is the shahid. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the one that is the transgressor, that they will be punished, and the transgressed, they can seek their right from the transgressor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off with that which is much more, dare we say, preferable and honorable position, depending on the situation. But general, given this general ruling, that if someone was to pardon them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And the one that was to have patience and to forgive, verily that is from the actions of determination. And he says, عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. It is not something that is easy. Determination and azm, that it takes a level of strength. You know, the five beloved prophets, they were called the Ulul Azm because of what they endured. So someone enduring oppression from someone, it is allowed for them to seek their right and to respond with that of equal. But if someone was to pardon and forgive, ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one that was to pardon, to be patient and to forgive, then that is from the actual determination. Why is this important for us? There are some levels of transgression that has been done to us individually, and it is important for you. You have the total right to receive your right, to get your right, especially if it was taken from you unjustly. Al-baghya, that it was taken from you unjustly. But if one was to be patient and to forgive, this is min azmul umur. Many of us have shared videos, and I mean, definitely myself, if someone was to take my son or daughter's life unjustly, I would really possibly lose my freedom from that. I'm going to be totally honest. If someone was to take my children's life unjustly and I was to see it, there's going to be a major problem. But then we see Muslims in the court system. They go and hug the killer of their child. ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ يَخِ. That's patience and forgiveness. I mean, subhanAllah. I mean, I don't know if any of you have seen that in court. Chosen few that Allah has chosen to walk up to the killer of their child and to hug them and forgive them and then give them dawah in front of the whole world. I mean, subhanAllah, yeah. That's what Ramadan is supposed to do to us. Now, that's what it's supposed to do to us and for us. But it takes the individual to dig deep and to, subhanAllah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a soft, kind heart for his sake and not for the sake of anyone or anything else. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that if we were oppressed, we have the soft and big heart to forgive and to pardon. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghafoor al-raheem, he is the one that is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. And may he make us of those that when we seek our right, we can seek it, but then in particular situations to forgive and to be patient, that can be from the action of determination. Yes, you had a question. No, it's between Muslims and non-Muslims as well. Because al-baghya amma. Yabhun fi ghayri al-haqq, na'am, is amma. But again, it can be particular situations. If it's not just you and it's a whole community, like for instance, what's going on with our brothers and sisters around the world, the Philistine, the Kalyani. You know, subhanAllah, that's a different situation. But if it's someone personally that owes you money or something like this or something like that, to pardon them, forgive them, yukhali sabiluhu. Yakun ahsan, because you receive the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what's important for us to remember. When we forgive and pardon, your reward is with fa'ajruhu ala Allah. Allah says it. Fa'ajruhu ala Allah. Right? We may not get that reward in this life by them saying, I'm sorry, or recompensing you, but the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's much better and greater because Allah will reward you in ways that you cannot imagine in this life for you or for someone that you love or answering your dua or providing you with more. Many different ways. What we've been provided for, you never know. That was probably someone you've forgiven 12 years ago, and Allah's responding to it now because of the intensity of the sincerity of forgiving that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his rahmah, his mercy is given when he wills, how he wills. But he gives us the promise that if we were to take that route, ajruhu ala Allah, that the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are patient and have forbearance with his creation. For verily, all of us have our mistakes and our sins, and we ask him to forgive us and make us pardoning of those that have wronged us, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma kfir lana dhunubana wa kafir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Inna usul ikhwanana al-mustadafin fi Filistin, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma usul ikhwanana al-mustadafin fi Filistin, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma usul ikhwanana fi Filistin, wa fi Suriya, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa at'imhum min ta'amik, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa amidhum bi madadin min indika ila azizu ya quwi ya mateen. Allahumma thabbit aqdama ikhwanina fi Turkiya, wa fi Suriya, wa fi Filistin, wa fi Uyghur, wa fi Rohingya, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa fi mashariq al-ard wa magharibiha, ya al-aziz ya quwi ya mateen. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا مهيمن يا المتكبر وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.